It's your girl Monica Lee, and welcome back to the third episode of the Partnership Podcast. I hope you've all been staying safe, your family are well, and hopefully by next week we'll have more clarity on what the next 4 weeks will look like. But for now, the main aim is to stay and remain healthy with your loved ones. For me, lockdown 2.0 have been super challenging. It has been literally a roller coaster of emotions, but for those that may be experiencing the same sentiments as myself, just wanted to give you a couple tips, you know, just remain positive as possible, stay consistent doing the things you love doing. I've been reading, I've been doing my Netflix show, like I've been catching up on all my shows on Netflix, Amazon Prime. I've been literally living my best life, enjoying as much as I can and doing what makes me happy and stay smiling. So please do remember that you are human. And so do not oversaturate yourself with so much thing, because we are dealing with a lot at the moment. But yes, let's get into this episode. So the element of the partnership plan we're going to be looking at sits within driven by purpose. For those that may not be well acquainted with what the partnership is all about, well, it was set up to be a force for good and make sufficient, not maximum, profit. And none of this changes. We want to be more ethical, more sustainable, and more accessible. And it has become increasingly obvious that social inequality remains prevalent in today's society. We now need to be even bolder in our commitment to our partners, customers, and communities, and to be transparent in reporting the progress we are making. We aim to improve the livelihoods of people in the communities where we source and sell our products, make healthy choices easier, more appealing for our customers, and continue to build our inclusive movement whilst nurturing the well-being of communities around us. The work we're doing with Give It Little Love, which is one of the biggest ever partnership campaigns supporting the communities we live and work in, a campaign which will, with your help, make a significant difference to families in need. We'll be hearing from Home Start and Fair Share, who are the two charities our Christmas campaign is supporting.
Hi. I'm here with Vivian Waterfield, Deputy CEO from Home Start, and Alison Walsh, Commercial Director from Fair Share. Hi, both.
Hello.
Hi there.
It would be great to start with finding out a bit more about both organisations. So, Vivian, can you tell me a bit more about Home Start, please?
Yeah, well, Home Start's a local community network of trained volunteers and expert support that helps families with young children who are going through really challenging times. I think anyone who's a parent knows it can be, should be, a really joyful time, but also how lonely and isolated you can sometimes feel. And when parents are facing other troubles, financial worries, mental health difficulties, other disadvantages, it can all get too much to cope with at times. And particularly during the pandemic, it's been really hard for families who are struggling and who've been really hit hard by COVID. And so the good news is that today and every day in communities right around the country, there are thousands of volunteers trained by Home Start and working alongside families, offering them compassionate, confidential support, a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on when nothing seems right, and helping them to get back on their feet again.
Thanks, Vivian. That sounds like amazing work you and the team are doing across the country. And Alison, can you tell us a bit more about Fair Share, please?
Fair Share is the UK's biggest food charity, and what we do is we take surplus food from the food industry, and it might be because there's been a cancelled order, or sometimes the weather changes and the sorts of orders that have been put in actually don't get to the supermarkets, and there are something like 600 million meals worth of wasted food out there every year, but at the same time millions of people are experiencing food insecurity. So Fair Share bridges that gap between taking all of that available food and getting it out to our network of 11,000 charities across the UK. And they're a real mix of charities who use food as part of their frontline services. It could be breakfast clubs in schools, elderly isolation lunch clubs, even domestic violence refuges, as well as the more obvious places that you might think, such as homeless shelters and places like that. And particularly during the pandemic, I think everyone's become a lot more aware of food insecurity, with people not being able to access food. lots of conversations around school meals for children. So our work has tripled during this period of time and has been keeping us very busy indeed.
Thanks, Alison. And partners, I'm sure, will know Fair Share from the work that Waitrose do with the organisation. An important part of our partnership plan is that we are driven by purpose and become a force for good, aiming for a future that is kinder and fairer for partners, customers, suppliers, and the communities we operate in. What difference will the donations made by customers and partners as part of Give a Little Love make to the families and communities you support? Vivian?
Well, all the money that you're raising through the Give a Little Love is going out into our local network to help us support more families. So it's helping us to pay for the recruitment and training of the volunteers who are doing that face-to-face frontline work. It's helping pay for care packages and deliveries for families, data bundles and packages so we can keep in touch with them, because at the moment many families are very isolated, aren't able to get out and about. And in the run-up to Christmas, of course, we're already using some of the funding that's coming through to make sure that children have as normal a Christmas as they can in the circumstances, and a little bit of happiness with toys and books and games and some Christmas presents and so on, particularly where families haven't been able to afford those things. So it's getting out there quickly and it's making a real difference.
Thanks, Vivian. I think having in a normal Christmas is very important, definitely, for everyone. And Alison, what about Fair Share?
Well, the donations that are coming through from the Give a Little Love campaign are making all the difference to Fair Share, because we've taken on over 1,000 extra charities over the past 6 months who, in addition to our existing network of charities, have signed up and saying they're needing our support and they're needing extra volumes of food. And actually 18% of those, 80%, make up charities who support children, families specifically, and that's where so much of this activity is focused. We've heard a lot around obviously the economic situation in the UK, and usually you won't hear people talking about the fact that they're skipping meals in order to feed their children, but it is something that we've got a much greater awareness about now, and so much of this focus is going on that particular audience of not just the children but the parents who support those children, who usually, if they're faced with that choice, would be giving up food themselves.
That's pretty serious. And Alison, can you tell us why is it so important that businesses step up to tackle some of society's big challenges?
I think that's a really interesting question, and I value your use of the word tackle, because I don't think businesses should be solving society's big challenges, but it is about the support. And I think businesses showing that they're being a good neighbour in our communities is massively important, not just from an employer's point of view, but the shoppers who come in. You're all part of the same community together. We're all part of the same community. And there are so many of these strands that overlap each other. So I do think that that's something where coming together and being conscious of what's going on in our communities with our neighbours that we live and work with all the time is absolutely vital during what is, you know, such a crazy year.
And Vivian, what would you say from the point of view of Homestart?
Well, I would agree with Alison. I think, you know, we're all neighbours of one another wherever we work, and seeing a business like John Lewis Partnership step in to really support local communities in which your partners live and work is just so encouraging and so important, I think. And I think as in addition to that, being able to lever really your brand and mobilise that kind of wider public awareness and understanding of some of these really big issues is so helpful, because charities like Homestart and I suspect Fair Share, we don't have big advertising budgets. We don't have big budgets we can spend on marketing. Our money really goes into the service. But to be able to tap into the reach that you can give us into the people's homes, really, so they can start to engage with some of these issues, they can understand how they themselves can help, perhaps, is enormously powerful and also worth its weight in gold, I have to say.
Oh, I'm sure having you know, your both your organisations as part of the Christmas campaign must be huge. We've mentioned that part of our partnership plan is to be driven by purpose and that our aim is for a kinder future. So, Vivian, can you tell us what's the guiding purpose of the ambition at Homestart?
Ours is really simple, but quite big. Our guiding purpose is to help make sure that every parent gets the support they need to give their children the best start in life, and to make sure that every child has the love, the support, and the kind of home environment that they need to do well. So quite simple, but quite big in its ambition and its scope, and that's what you're helping us to deliver.
And how about at Vesha, Alison?
Well, we've got a dual focus of both a social and an environmental mission. So that's the whole point about making sure that food isn't wasted when there is so much need out there. And we've mentioned something like 600 million meals worth of food potentially being wasted each year, whilst there are 5 million people who've experienced food insecurity during the pandemic. But thinking forward, our mission is to do much more. And in Fair Share, we've got lots of food puns, and we are hungry, if you'll forgive us, to do more. And we know that countries that are so close and just across the water as France are redistributing 10 times the amount of food that Fair Share is doing in the UK through different sorts of systems and processes. So we're very keen to learn and we're very keen to expand because we know there is so much more that we can do.
Wow, that's quite a disparity. It sounds like we still have a fair way to go. Other than donating, how can partners help to support Fair Share?
Well, we're already hearing some great stories how partners are getting involved at a local level. We've had some very kind offers from stores that want to learn more about our work in the community and using giving a little love, I think, to volunteers and families by recording and filming Christmas stories, for example, to share with families. Others are writing thank you cards to our volunteers who've really gone above and beyond this year. And I know there's lots of ideas going around about other kinds of volunteering that might make a difference at a local level. And also, I think the stores doing in-store raffles, doing collections this Christmas for families, donating goods as well. So there's loads of opportunities, I think, at the local level. And we're just encouraging our local Home Starts to talk to your partners in stores to explore all of these kinds of opportunities. And there's some great ideas coming through. So we're really encouraged by that.
Thanks, Vivian. That's a great way for partners to support Homestart. And Alison, how about Fair Share?
I think it's probably if partners can think of something that they enjoy doing, then very likely there's a way in which they could do that for Fair Share. So first thing is, I would suggest going to the website and signing up for our newsletter. So going to fairshare.org.uk, and then the newsletter will tell you everything that's going on. I also think, and Vivian had some great points in there for Homestart, we've got very similar situations where maybe in-person volunteering isn't that possible right now. So to think about what you can do virtually. And the other thing I'd say is we're both charities, and anything that partners can do that could be skill sharing would probably benefit both of our organisations, whether you work in finance, whether you work in comms. I'm sure there is something that one of our different departments would benefit from either lunch and learn session, or if you just got a couple of hours, you could help us with a particular project. So please do get in touch because we would love to work with you more.
Oh, there's an amazing amount of experience in the partnership for that. I'm sure partners would love to donate to Fair Share and Homestart with their time. How has the pandemic affected your fundraising and the families you help, Vivian?
Oh gosh, it's probably been one of the toughest years that I've ever known. And I've worked at Homestart for over 20 years now. And so Homestarts are all local charities, quite small very often, and they really depend on things like their charity shops and their local community fundraising and events programmes to keep them going. Of course, we've seen shops having to close and we've seen those events programmes cancelled this year. So it's been really, really tough for local Homestarts and the support that we're seeing through things like the Give a Little Love campaign is just so crucial. It's been a real lifeline, I think, for many Homestarts this year.
And Alison, what's the impact been at Fairshare?
I think the impact from the pandemic has been more on our operational side of things. So we've just seen a huge, huge increase in the number of families and children who are needing support, needing access to food, and as a result, communities springing up. So we've taken on at least 1,000 extra charities. And so the additional fundraising that we've seen through supports of campaigns like Give a Little Love and some other activities are all going to help us spring up. And we've been taking on 11 extra warehouses. We've been tripling the amount of food that we've been moving around. So it's all really proportionate in terms of the more funding that we can get, the more that we can do. And so that for us is where we've been focusing our time and efforts.
And you mentioned the Give a Little Love campaign, Alison. What's your favourite part about it?
Oh, it's just a joyful campaign to be part of. Anything that just promotes more kindness, I think, is a wonderful thing to be able to be involved with. On a personal basis, I've loved watching the advert, in fact, watching it several times, because you do see something different in terms of detail each time you watch it. So I love it from that point of view. And from a pure merchandise point of view, the umbrellas, I think, are just a fantastic way. And I can't wait to walk down the street and see lots of hearts being carried over people's heads in the months to come when it's raining. I just think that would be gorgeous.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure that's going to be the must-have gift at Valentine's next year, so they better stock up today. And Vivian, what do you love about the campaign?
Oh, and I love the advert as well, of course. I think it's really powerful and so touching. And the message that it spreads about giving a little love and kindness, I think, is so important. And I think people's response has been so positive because they can see why, particularly this year, the fact that we, you know, need to think of one another and everyone can do their bit is so important. But I love the song as well, I have to say. I think Celeste is that sings the song. And when I first heard it, I did have a lump in my throat. And every time I listen to it, I think the lyrics are so, you know, just so important at the moment. But it's a lovely song as well. I've got it in my ear and I can't get rid of it now. I don't particularly want to because I think it's lovely. I think my other favourite bit is the fact that the Give a Little Local Love, which is the work that you're doing through this campaign and at a local level, at a local community level through the stores to support directly the work in the communities. And I think that's lovely to see. So, you know, we've got this big TV advert going out on the one level, but we've also got at a local level all the community links and contacts and conversations going on, which I think are a wonderful part of this campaign.
And yeah, definitely. It's a great thing that you raised that, Vivian, that it's not just the national campaign, it's also the local campaign and the impact that the partnership is having in all the communities that it's in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so important, I think, to have it rooted in communities. It's really, really helpful.
Thank you. Everyone at the partnership is excited about working with your charities. What reaction did your employees and volunteers have when you told them about the campaign, Vivian?
this was the hardest thing to keep secret. We had a few weeks when we at me and my team at Homestart UK knew that we would be working with John Lewis this Christmas, but we weren't allowed to tell anyone, and it was just so hard to keep it secret because we were so excited ourselves. So the day that we could actually tell all our local colleagues working around the country, we had a big webinar and we were able to reveal who share the news, and people were so excited. I think there's a few tears that day. One of our managers who's said to me, she's worked in Homestart for 16 years now, and she said the work, she does the work because she loves it and she thinks it's important, but it's generally pretty well unrecognized, if you see what I mean. People don't necessarily know about Homestart and the wonderful work we do. So she said to me she's never felt so proud and excited that a company like John Lewis Partnership was supporting us. And you know, she's typical of many of our colleagues around the network for whom this just means so much to know that the work they're doing is being recognised and supported in this way.
Oh, that's such a lovely reaction from the team.
Yeah.
And Alison, I imagine it was much the same at Fairshare.
Very similar story, and I would say that sort of jaw-dropping moments when people realised that Fair Share had been one of the charities selected for the, you know, it's such an iconic campaign that everyone recognises that the John Lewis Partnership owns and runs at Christmas. And a very similar story in terms of the recognition of the work that we do, because we haven't been that well known for our 26 years. We're quite invisible, actually, a bit like the issue of food insecurity. And most of our operations are on industrial estates, tucked away from the main street. We don't have charity shops like a lot of other charities do. So actually being chosen to be a partner and being given part of that platform and share a voice during such a massive campaign has made everyone feel very conscious that, you know, the work that they're doing is being recognised in some way. Because we're, you know, we're small, we don't have a big brand, but it is a wonderful opportunity to be able to then boost from that platform more conversations about what Fair Share does and how everyone else can get involved. And that will only ever be more support for the future that this campaign is creating.
Yeah, thank you, Alison, for mentioning that. I think being able to bring a spotlight to both your organisations has been a huge positive out of the Christmas campaign. Alison, well, can you tell me what do you have in your Christmas list or your menu that you're going to be getting from John Lewis and Waitrose this year?
Oh, well, yes, I still have on the list the Give a Little Love t-shirt that actually has the wording Give a Little Love on it. So definitely would like that when that's back in stock. And I think coming from a family of awkward people, I'm really thrilled to see that on the Waitrose website, there are the nice foods that suit all the different needs that I have for the family, but still feel fancy. So there are lots more of opportunities now for some of the vegan entertaining foods. There are some nice swirls I saw in there, some lovely tartlets. And I think just that opportunity to, even if you're not entertaining with lots of people, still have the nice party food that everyone can eat. That's the sort of stuff I'm going for this year.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun Christmas at your house. And Vivian, what's going to be under your Christmas tree?
Well, all my friends are going to be, and my family are going to, of course, be getting Give a Little Love badges, mugs, t-shirts, and pajamas this year. So I'm really excited about being able to get those packed up and off to them in the next few weeks. And on a personal front, every year I go into my local John Lewis store here in Leicester, and I always buy a jigsaw for Christmas because it's my downtime between Christmas and New Year. So I don't know if I'll get much downtime this year, but I am hoping to get back into store in a couple of weeks' time when things reopen and buy my Christmas jigsaw from John Lewis. That's part of my Christmas diary, and I'll be a happy person once I've got that.
I'll have to put you in touch with my grandmother who loves to do a jigsaw.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
can't beat a good jigsaw.
Well, I would like to thank Vivian Waterfield, Deputy CEO from Homestart, and Alison Walsh, Commercial Director from Fair Share, for talking to us about their organisations. Thank you.
How great to have Homestart and Fair Share on this week's episode. I'm a firm believer in giving back, and this fully reflects the right direction in which the partnership is going. I hope you've all enjoyed this week's episode, and I cannot wait to be back with you all for the next episode. So, in the meantime, stay safe, have a lovely and productive week, and I hope you all take care of yourself. I'm signing out now.